You know, there's something I want to address all of you, and it's not going to happen for a long, 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 that I use enough adjectives, time in your lives. But it's something that needs to be addressed because we're going to hear and see a lot more of it in the days to come. And that is how to die properly. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that someday we're going to birth out of our body, whether it's tomorrow morning or 250, 300 years. But there's a message in this that's so very powerful that I really want to share it with all of you. Many people have a fear of death. And the reason they have a fear of death because it's the unknown. But yet, they don't have a fear of birth. Perhaps our parents, some of them have a little fear of birth, and mothers do. And they always want the baby to be healthy and strong. But from what I can see energetically, it's not as powerful as the fear of death. So I want to address this multiple folds. And the first one is, you have an ego. So when you're born, you don't have an ego. And you're talking to your guides and angels and so on and so forth. And eventually, the veil of forgetfulness descends upon you, and the little child or baby around the age of 3, more or less, talks to thin air and creates an energy and becomes the ego. And at first, the ego, the energy, wants to support you. Then it wants to control you as you get older. And the ego's major, major fear is death, because it knows it will no longer exist. It's gone. And, you know, one could say the ego's ego is a double-edged sword, because it propels you. I can do this. I'll be successful. That's what the ego says. And you do it. Or it will shoot you in your foot. Say you can't do it, or you're unworthy, or blah, blah, blah. The most important thing that we have to all overcome is removing the alliance, the reliance on the ego. The ego serves no purpose but to control and manipulate us. And it works in such subtle ways about our self-worth, self-love, and self-esteem. I've talked about just being. Just be in the flow. And everything will be there. And I've talked about the true source, don't make no junk, you know. God, don't make no junk, etc. It's really important that you are worthy, you are beautiful. And you're not going to be left out to hang and dry out, not unless you want to create it. You will always be protected. But the ego works within us and goes, well, this has not happened, that's not happened, this has not happened, that's not happened. Or it's not fast enough. And what happens is we're just laying a trap for ourselves to remain stuck in the fear of life, in the fear of death, in the fear of lack, meaning no prosperity, no abundance, whatever. And so the proper way to understand about death is twofold. One is removing the ego. How does one remove the ego? Stop the reliance on it. And rely upon the true source. You know, let go and let God, let go and let the true source. Turn it over to the true source. And then when you let go of the ego, then you realize that this life is for an experience. It's just to enjoy and experience everything. And also to heal any karma or karmic debt from past lives, or any way we or individual may have created in this lifetime. It's just an emotion. It's just an experience. It's not Mount Kilimanjaro. But that's what the ego makes out of it. When you finally overcome the ego in realizing that you're an aspect of the true source, that you're part of the true source, and that you're here for the experience, then you realize your true essence is your soul. surrounded by unconditional love. And this body is just temporal. That's all it is. Just a vehicle in which you can experience feeling the sun, the wind, the rain, the cold, smell the flowers, even have a physical relationship with someone, hugging, kissing, whatever it may be. That's all it's for. And it's about reawakening to your unlimitedness, not to your limitedness. That's what we're here for. So what are you doing? You're preparing yourself for death your whole lifetime. That is removing the ego and transitioning back to your original form, which is your soul. So look upon this as a transition from loving soul into a human embodiment to experience life and to go back to being a loving soul again. We need to address that. We need to look around what's happening on this planet. We need to understand the riots, the hate, the anger, the judgmentalness. We need to understand that every soul has to take responsibility, and there is no way we can give leeway. By that I mean, if a person messes up, they have to take responsibility. You don't do it for them. They have to recognize it. You have to recognize it. And ask, what did I learn from it? And good, I'm not going to do it again. So I learned something new. That's what we came here to do. Take care of our karma, karmic debt. And all of you on this call are here because you, you are the solution to changing the mass consciousness on this planet to help them reconnect with the true source. That's your job. That's what you signed up for. That's what I signed up for. And it's daunting and it's powerful. But you know what? It only took a few people to break away from England with that concept to make America the great nation we are. And other nations broke the yoke of imperialism and became free. And look what happened when Russia finally fell down and all their countries got their independence. Anything and everything is possible. Nothing is impossible unless you think it's impossible. And I reiterate, what you think, you create. What you create, you experience. And I love the saying by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Look at your life. Look at what you created. Look what's important to you and decide, is that what you desire? And if that's what you desire, go for it. But ask yourself, ask the true source, ask your higher self, ask your soul and oversoul, is this right action for me? Is this the perfect thing for me? Or is this my ego? Is this the carrot on the stick? Or am I really, really achieving this? You know, when it's all said and done, and you're about to birth out of your body and feel this wonderful love around you, you can't take your money with you. You can't take your gold with you. You can't take your cars, your homes. You can't take any of it with you. What you take with you is your experience. And that experience is so very powerful. Did you express love? Did you express joy? Were you happy? Did you help others along the way? Did you change your life? Did you change others' lives? Did you learn how to love? You know, I think it's best said what Buddha said. In the end, these things matter the most. How well did you love? How fully did you love? And how deeply did you learn to let go? That's what this life is about. And I'm going to repeat this one more time for you to examine your life, that you are worthy, that you're beautiful, that your vibrations and frequency touch others, that can either bring them down or bring them up. and that you can bring about positive change to everyone on this planet, to yourself, to your family, and to your friends. This is what's important, because in the very end, when you have your life review, because that's what happens when you birth out of your body and you have a life review, all the celestial beings that have worked with you in the past are around you. There's no judgmentalness, no criticism. But you will feel the emotion of everyone you have ever hurt tenfold. And you will feel the emotion of everyone you have loved, brought love and joy and happiness to tenfold. No punishment, just for you to understand. Because you see, in the end, everything is energy. Everything is emotion. Everything is frequency. Everything is vibrations. Everything is in alignment with your life. So remember this. Think about this in the days to come, for the rest of the days of your life. Then in the end, these things matter the most. How well did you love? How fully did you love? And how deeply did you learn to let go? Because you are unlimited, and you are the star, and you are the hero of your life, and you are the creator of your life. Everyone have a great week. Please spread the word. Tell them to join us, because we are making a difference. You are making a difference. All of us are making a difference. Good night, everyone.